Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I am joined by my co-host,
Barbara Lane.
And Barbara, are you excited about this week's podcast?
I'm so excited.
To have you here.
I mean, it's always exciting to come to work at CCE.
Yes, it is. It is.
With esteemed counselors.
With esteemed counselors. And And who are you this week?
Mike Emlett.
And still Winston Smith.
And still Winston Smith. Yeah. So my personal question to you guys this week is, can you tell me the coolest place you've ever visited?
I think, well, at least one of the most amazing places that I've ever visited is Yosemite National Park, mm-hmm. and particularly hiking up Half Dome.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you do that recently or?
No, that was many years ago.
Uh-huh. When you were stronger and could run up
yes.
the mountain, oh, no, carrying your wife
run.
On your back.
No, I actually got dehydrated. That was probably not a good thing. It's funny how the memories kind of erase some of the negatives, but
yeah, very cool.
This may not qualify as the neatest place I've been, but certainly one of our more memorable family vacations was when we went to Disney World. And it was I did enjoy the rides, and Kim and I liked the rides as much as the kids. And but it was just so much fun to see how much fun they were having and how excited they were. Yeah. And one of the things that I still reflect on is how we ate so much incredibly rich, fatty food while we were there.
Yeah.
But we did so much walking over the 3 days. I actually lost like 5 pounds.
Oh, nice.
And I'll just go ahead. This might qualify as, like, you asked me about embarrassing moments, but I actually, at night, I would have to soak in the tub and pop Advil because I was so sore from running around.
So
that's a good problem.
Disney World is like the beginning of a diet.
Yeah.
You can promote some sort
Disney
of exercise.
Diet.
Yeah. Disney diet.
If I were, like, smoking while we were walking around, I would have dropped another 5 pounds. Probably.
Oh, dear. How about you, Barbara?
Interesting combination of what Mike and Winston just said. We were able to go up on top of a mountain on four-wheelers, our whole family with a friend. And it was the experience of, yes, being up there and seeing a mountain range that was beautiful, but watching the kids, watching them, you know, take that breathtaking look over something they've never seen before. And then actually Catherine taking off through a field of wildflowers. She just took off and just started running, which she just doesn't let herself do, you know, without some kind of instruction, you know, for me probably most of the time. But it was just wonderful to see them let go like that. And that was probably the best part for me, just watching as a parent.
That is wonderful. This is just that innocence and the beauty of the flowers.
Did you say, watch out for the rattlesnakes?
Like, don't fall off the
edge. You know, I was just having a peaceful moment considering that. Thanks for ruining it. For me, I flew into Hawaii once, and I flew in the evening, had never been to Hawaii before. My wife's family has a home that overlooks the ocean on the side of a cliff. It is the most beautiful place I've ever been. But we came in at night. Everything was dark. I went to bed that night. And because, you know, it's 5 hours back, sometimes six, depending on daylight savings, you get up really early in the morning. So the sun is rising between these two little islands right offshore. And I hadn't seen the view, and it literally took my breath away for about an hour. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. And that was wonderful. So this week we're going to talk about one of Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavors, Chubby Hubby. And the question goes like this from our Ask the Counselor series. How would you counsel a wife who is resentful of her husband's, quote unquote, letting himself go physically, especially if she has strived to maintain her appearance and being expected to fulfill her husband sexually?
Interesting.
Well, I kind of imagining part of the challenge being, and maybe she feels this and maybe she doesn't, but that you don't want to come across as like shallow. I mean, it would be easy to talk about this in the wrong way, and it sounds like, well, you only care about how I look, you know, how incredibly hurtful and shallow of you to look at me that way. So I think, first of all, I would encourage this person to to talk to the husband about it, not just live in resentment, mm-hmm. but to be very thoughtful and careful about how you do that. So I'm trying to think about, well, what's the understandable relational part of what's going on? I mean, I think what I suspect she's saying is that in his disregard for how he looks, he's really expressing disregard for her. He doesn't care how his appearance affects her. He doesn't care if she's attracted to him. And she's also saying there's like a double standard here. Mm-hmm. He's communicating to her that it is her duty in love to seek to be attractive for him, but it's not going both ways. So I think there is a real relational sort of insult or injury there, where he's saying, you do exist for me, but in no way do I have to sort of recognize that I live with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, Winston. I think that certainly I would encourage some honest conversation between the husband and wife on this. This may be something that's, maybe they've had discussions about it that have gone nowhere, mm-hmm. or maybe this has been a silent concern that she's had for some time. Either way, I think it needs to move toward honest conversation. I'd also be interested in knowing why she's keeping herself up physically. In other words, what are her motives for doing that? Is it to please him, or is it to please herself? Are there other factors involved there? Because when I hear the word resentment, it does suggest there's a lot going on here. But I think as you mentioned, Winston, that it seems like there's a double standard here, and that's something that needs to be discussed honestly. And I think talked about it at the level of things like I'm disappointed, or I'm sad, or I want us to be able to work this out, rather than having it kind of spill out in resentment or anger, which it will, and that'll probably come out in the bedroom eventually as well if it mm-hmm. hasn't already.
Yeah.
How important is attraction? I certainly hear women talking about that constantly. You know, their fear that might not happen later in life, and they're pretty driven by that. How important is attraction?
Well, I would say it's not unimportant. It's just not the most important thing. And in our culture, it comes really close to being considered the most important thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's certainly what our culture tends to communicate to us through media messages and TV, magazines, etc. Recently, Ed Welch posted a blog called Love and Why I Hate Attraction. And really, I think the punchline of the article was, you know, he's quoting Romans 13, where Paul says, "Let no debt remain outstanding except mm-hmm. the debt to love one another," and that we ought to love. I'm not going to say nearly as well as he wrote it, but love means I love you because I love you, and that's my obligation, is to love you, and that's sort of this love at a very deep level. Far beyond, much deeper than just how you appear to my eyes, and does that kind of arouse me in some way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality is too that you can only hold on to a certain appearance for so long.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And you know, outwardly we will fade away.
Yeah.
And I think that inward renewal is ultimately the piece that becomes increasingly attractive mm-hmm. over time.
Sure.
That's what I'm banking on anyway.
Me too.
So is it as simple as, you know, I'm going to a bagel shop and I'm thinking, you know, instead of two bagels with extra cream cheese, is it just, you know, and I say, forget it, I'm just going to have one, or I'm just going to have none because I know my wife enjoys my body, and so I want to love her well by not being overweight, or
is it as practical as the everyday question like that?
I mean, I think facing yes, food, and you're highlighting really both the stewardship issue of our bodies before God, but also the practical effects of love or acts of love towards our spouse. So I think it does come down to very practical decisions like that.
You could also go a long ways with that in the opposite direction and become paranoid.
Exactly.
But that's a great, I mean, that's a much probably more effective motivation for saying no to a bagel than, you know, than some article you read about dieting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.